Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 151. Hey there, everyone. Thank you for joining us in this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. Well, it's a full show, very full show of audio, and the first part would be with Steve-O Harris from Bears Life magazine. We're talking about Kevin Smith and his experience with Kevin Smith. Well, his interview with Kevin Smith, and talking about Bear Trek also. So yeah, watch out for that. Okay, all right. So before I go, let's. I was talking to Greg from Atlanta, and we were talking about what's up with you. So what's up with Greg in Atlanta? Yeah, he's busy right now with the AIDS Walk 2007. So if you guys go to aidatlanta.org. You can see that they're accepting donations, and if you guys could help out, it'd be great. So let me read a quick blurb here. On Sunday, October 21st, yeah, next month, thousands of individuals, organizations, and corporations will unite in the spirit of caring and giving by participating in the largest and most visible fundraising event for AIDS in the Southeast, AIDS Walk Atlanta. So yeah, go guys, go to aidatlanta.org, and if you can spare some donation, yeah, please do. Okay, let's go on with the show.
Hey, this is Kendall. Keep listening to Bear Podcast.
Welcome all to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I have a special guest. He is the editor-in-chief of Bears Life magazine and the organizer of Bear Trek in New York. I would like to welcome Steve-O Harris. Welcome, Steve-O. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's really great to be talking with you, and for the listeners, I'm really glad that you're listening and welcoming me into your home.
All right. Where are you right now? You're in New York, right?
I live in New York. I live on a mountain in New York. Everyone thinks when I tell them I live in New York, I live in the city, and New York is actually a very little city and a lot of trees and mountains, and I'm on one of those mountains in New York State.
I see. Oh, okay. Where have I been? I've never been to the upstate New York area. I've always been in the Brooklyn area or the Manhattan area, but not really upstate. No.
Well, it's beautiful up here. It really is. I mean, I think New York is one of the prettiest states, although I've been to many states in the past couple of years with the magazine. But a lot of people have misconceptions about New York State itself. Mm-hmm. And they really should come and get out of New York City and see the beauty of New York State. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And also, yeah, you've been traveling around, and I saw you at Southern Decadence even. Yeah,
yes.
We met up there.
We met on the street.
Yeah, we were on the street.
And I want to know what you were doing on that corner.
Well, I've been doing my rounds, taking pictures and stuff. Of friends.
Oh, okay. Playing. I was just checking.
Yeah. I wasn't kneeling or anything. That's okay. Yeah, but I heard stories. But yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you took pictures a lot. You took a lot of pictures there. And I was actually talking to Jerry. You had lunch with him that weekend, I think. Jerry and Patrick?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And he mentioned to me the other day.
I thought it was a fun event. You know, it was my first time and I was down to Decadence, and I thought that I would try and get down there and photograph, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, a lot of people, and it wasn't as crazy as I thought it was going to be, so it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, I'm always there every year, so yeah, you might catch me if you go there next year again.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty tame compared to what I heard. I don't know if they if they had changed it. But I didn't see very many things that shocked me. Oh. Although I'm in the bear community, so not many things shock me anymore.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't think of it, me neither. Okay, so, yeah, your magazine. You've been spearheading a Bear's Life magazine for more than 2 years now, right?
Yes, we're actually starting our third year. And I can't believe that 2 years have gone by already. It's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I just received my latest Bear's Life magazine because I'm a subscriber, and I got it a few days ago. Oh, I think I got it yesterday, and it's pretty good. It's about the Armstead Maupin, the red Jay Red on his
Jay Red. Yeah, we actually tried to focus it toward the bears from around the world.
Yes.
You know, it's really interesting because, you know, people don't realize, the bears don't realize, and maybe they do, that there are so many other bears in other countries, and they, you know, they don't have it as easy as we do. Some of the bears in the Middle East can't celebrate the way we do. I mean, there's a lot of restrictions. There's not a lot of bear bars. We have one bear from Japan, and I just think that it was really important to bring the outside world into the magazine and let other people know exactly what's going on outside the United States.
Yeah, that's right. I remember a friend of mine who held a so-called bear run in Bahrain.
Yes.
It was pretty cool. Because I understand what you're saying, that they're not really out there. It's really hard for them to have an outlet, so they go out of the country and probably go to Spain or somewhere. Yeah, I understand.
And that's actually why we put the magazine on Zinio.com, so people can download it onto their computers, because in some countries, they can't, you know, we can't put the magazines onto racks there.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just, you know, privately download a Bear's Life magazine onto their computer, and basically they have the entire bear world at their fingertips.
Yeah, and some eye candy, of course. Well, lots
and
of it.
Of course, of course.
Okay. So, just last week, was it? You went to LA and you met up with Kevin Smith. So
yeah,
what's up with that? Oh,
that,
wow,
that was really quite exciting. I had worked with Malcolm Ingram, who was the producer and director of Small Town Gay Bar, and of course Kevin Smith was the executive producer on that project.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, Louis Tice, who works with TLA Films, mm-hmm, made a connection and got Malcolm to call his buddy Kevin, and Kevin happily agreed to do the cover and the interview with the Bear's Life magazine. So I flew out there last week, and I met him at the Eagle Bar in L.A.
I went to the Eagle, okay.
We met at the Eagle Bar, if you can believe it.
Okay.
And, Kevin walked in, and he saw all the, you know, the slings and all the chains hanging from the ceiling, and he was quite intrigued, actually. In fact, there was this rack, this rack with all these chains. I think it's called a web.
Okay.
And when I first walked in and I saw the web, I said, oh my gosh, Kevin Smith is going to see this. And he is going to be totally perplexed as what this is. And Kevin walked into the room and saw this web of chains and said, wow, it's pretty cool. And I was like, oh, you want to take a picture with it? He says, no, I don't think so.
But
he was, I have to tell you, he was really... he was just fantastic. I was very nervous. I've interviewed several celebrities, and I have to say that I was very nervous interviewing him, not really knowing, you know, when people are on television or in the movies, you know, their personalities are very different than how they are in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know what I was going to expect, but it was 4 hours with Kevin Smith and Malcolm Ingram, and it was absolutely so much fun and a lot of laughs. And it was just a pleasure. It really was.
Wow, awesome. You know what? If you brought him there at the Eagle, I was thinking you're giving him ideas on his next film or something.
Well, actually, Malcolm is in the process of creating or producing a bear film. It's not going to be a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to actually produce a bear film. And I've been discussing that with him, and I know Kevin Smith is completely supporting him. which I think is phenomenal. But, you know, there's been a lot of bear documentaries put out, but Malcolm wants to produce a bear film, and I think that's really cool. So we were talking about that in the interview.
Mm-hmm. So let me see. Kevin, you know, I've been watching Kevin's movies for a long time, and he's did Clerks and Dogma, and then a lot of stuff, and he's really cool with the gay bears, and his projects and stuff are with Malcolm. It's awesome.
Well, I don't want to break in, but I wanted to tell you that it's really interesting because not knowing, but Kevin's brother is gay, and mm-hmm. Of course Malcolm is Kevin's best friend, which is really nice. But Kevin really relates to the bear community. It's really interesting. It was an 85 degree day in Los Angeles, and Kevin walked in with two black t-shirts on, and this very long dark green coat,
mm-hmm.
and shorts and sneakers. And
okay.
Typical Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
And you know, in our conversation, it was amazing how, even though he was a straight man, he related so easily to how we feel as bears within the gay community. And I think that's why he appreciates us so and really wants to promote the bear community, because even though he's not gay, he really feels like he's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really so special for me. And in fact, next Tuesday night,
mm-hmm.
I believe that Kevin will be taking a Bear's Life magazine onto the David Letterman show and introducing a Bear's Life to the rest of the world. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, so what are we expecting with that? I mean, he's going to go up there. He's going to be a guest at David Letterman's, and he'll just be introducing this. And it's like promoting the masculine gay lifestyle of bears, of guys.
I don't, you know, when we originally discussed this, you know, Kevin's take on it was, and this is primarily why we did the cover the way we did it. On the cover, we shot the cover of the magazine, and it's basically Kevin and Malcolm, and Malcolm is looking, you know, all gushy-eyed at Kevin, and Kevin has this look of surprise on his face.
Okay.
But I think it's because Kevin feels as if, you know, yes, he can get a beautiful, sexy woman as a wife, but not only can he get a beautiful, sexy woman, but there are really hot, handsome men who are attracted to him, too. And I think that being someone who fits our mold, that's a big thing for him. He's really touched that we've put him on the cover. He's only been on one cover of a rock and roll magazine, and for all the work that he's done, and he's really taken back that, you know, we've put him on this cover. So I think he wants to give back to us, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yeah, and he's going to go do it through the David Letterman show. Wow.
Yeah, it's
that's awesome.
it's quite astounding. I'm very proud. I'm very, very proud.
When is it going to be, his appearance in a David Letterman show?
Well, it's going to be this coming Tuesday night. I believe it's September 25th.
Okay. Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
And it's 11:30. I know it's 11:30 New York time. I'm not sure what time it's on and around the rest of the country, but I know it's 11:30 on CBS.
Yeah. So listeners out there, watch out for David Letterman's show next week, September 25th.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed that the censors don't block it out, or the average, you know, whatever it is, you know, these crazy station managers. But I know that he's determined, and we've worked so hard to get this done, so mm-hmm. I know he's determined to bring it on with him.
Is he going to be showing this current magazine? He's going to be...
No, what we actually did was we actually photographed the cover, and within a matter of 48 hours' time, we designed the new cover for the Christmas issue, and he will be bringing on the cover of the Christmas issue of A Bear's Life magazine onto David Letterman.
Where he'll be on. That's awesome. That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's quite exciting.
Okay, so about the magazine. Okay, I asked you this earlier, and I got an email from a friend of mine, Roy. And it's about any positive or negative reactions about the magazine, religious organizations maybe perhaps that gay guys and bears are not the stereotypical gays portrayed, then probably they had an opinion about it or something?
Well, I wish I can give you a really large answer for this, but we haven't been contacted by any churches or synagogues or any religious organization. And I'm assuming that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, the magazine is on shelves of Borders Books and Walden's Books and Hastings and Books a Million, and some of those stores are in the South, and no one has commented, no one has sent us any hate mail, so I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong either. I mean, why would they? I mean, it's something very positive. It's, you know, gay masculine lifestyle, bears, and big guys that we admire and stuff like that, and they're being shown in a positive light. That's always
absolutely
good. Yeah,
absolutely. I think, you know, there have been a lot of misconceptions about the magazine. You know, when we first started A Bear's Life, you know, we had many emails questioning our subtitle for the masculine lifestyle, and one of the reasons why I thought it was really important for us to put that on the cover of the magazine is that the magazine isn't just for the bear community. The magazine is from the voice of the bear community. Mm-hmm. The magazine is for everybody. And it's really important because, you know, the bear community, the foundation of the bear community was based upon acceptance and diversity for everyone in the gay community. And I really believe it's acceptance of everybody. And so I really wanted to make the magazine to focus on who we are as men, not really discriminating whether, you know, I hate to say the word twink, but it's used so often and people understand that term, so I'll use it. But, you know, there are twinks who read A Bear's Life, who are basically chasers, who like their beefy men.
Yes.
And there are actually lesbians who read A Bear's Life magazine. And there are actually straight people who subscribe to it for the recipes and the gardening tips. And the women happen to love the men in the magazine who they could never have, but who they just think are the sexiest men they've ever seen in their lives. And the reason why there's so much hoopla over the magazine is because you'll never see the images of the men that we have in our magazine anywhere else in any other magazine, except, of course, a porn magazine. Mm-hmm. But if you look at any other, you know, the Out, Instinct, Advocate, all those magazines portray the gay male as being this 21-year-old or 23-year-old thin, smooth boy.
Yes.
And it's such a misconception to the public as to what gay men really are. And so I thought it was so important to put positive images of role models of gay men, and that's what we are. We're positive role models. You know, 25 years ago, the middle-aged men of the world were the foundation of the gay community, and of course, the gay revolution in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we really have to celebrate that, and no one's doing that but us. So, that's why I decided to do the magazine. I really wanted to celebrate the masculine men of the gay culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you're doing a great job about it. And it's been how many issues already?
Oh my gosh! Awesome. I can't believe we're going on issue 10.
Uh-huh.
It's really crazy. I mean, Robin in the Office keeps, you know, we keep going up in numbers. Issue 8, issue 9, and you know, it's unfortunate because as the issues come out, I really don't get to, you know, to enjoy them. Or I mean, I read through them so many times, but I never really get to hold one and say, "Oh my gosh, it's issue 5, it's issue 6." Because by the time we close one issue, and it's only quarterly, by the time we close one issue, I'm already out shooting and doing the work for the next issue.
Yeah.
So I don't get a lot of time to really embrace each issue. That's the job of the readers.
Yeah. I was telling you earlier about Jeffrey. He's the chaser writer on the
Jeffrey
magazine.
Yes, I happen to adore him. He's such a wonderful person.
Yeah, he actually joins in the show from time to time. He's been with us on the Chaser show because not only for bears, we also do Chaser shows and the Bear podcast, and he's one of the contributors. He's one of our co-hosts who joins us in the show, and we also do a Chaser perspective of stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
we do, and I have to tell you that it's one of our most popular columns. If there's anybody or any group that writes to the magazine, it's the Chasers. And it was so interesting because I met Jeffrey in Buffalo 2 years ago at Bear Trap. And we had talked for a while, and he was telling me his thoughts about writing a Chaser column. And we finally brought him on 3 or 4 months later, and all of a sudden, all these emails started coming in from all these guys who just loved his work so much. Mm-hmm. And I think that Jeffrey has a passion for the bear community.
Oh,
he's just such... I just adore him. I adore his spirit, and he is so strong in his feelings about the bears. Mm-hmm. And he really proves that, you know, you don't have to be 245 pounds and hairy and whatever it is that people have this conception of what a bear is. Because mm-hmm. you know what? To me, he is a bear. You know, it's not about the chaser. It's not about the cub. It's not about the otter. In his heart, he is one of the biggest bears. And I really appreciate everything he does and all his contributions for Bears Life magazine.
Oh, yeah. I could really attest to him really being a very big supporter of the bear community. Yeah, I always talk about it. With him also. And yeah, you mentioned about Bear Trek. That's one of your projects.
Oh, yeah, Bear Trek. You know, we're just starting to put that together, and it's really interesting. Last year we had over 700 come to the event, and we've moved the event to the Rytown Hilton, which is a bigger venue. So mm-hmm. the dining room will now hold, instead of only holding 400, the dining room will hold over 1,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge, huge undertaking, and we just got word that the New York Metro Bears are now reforming, and they would like to be a part of it. Bear Albany, of course, does an amazing job with the hospitality suite. We have some big performers coming on board, and we've based the theme of this year's event, or actually next year's event, mm-hmm. On it's a like a jamboree. It's like a Boy Scout jamboree. Oops, sorry, it's a Boy Scout. Whoops.
Oops.
But it's the International Bear Jamboree.
Okay, all right.
And we're doing the whole thing as a theme, as if it was an outdoor jamboree, and it's going to be just phenomenal. The hotel space is huge. Mm-hmm. There's another 100 more rooms for the bears to come and enjoy, and it's just going to be an amazing, amazing event. It really will be.
Yeah, I bet there's going to be a lot going. I wish I could go. It's going to be next year, right?
You should go.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, I think this is so important. I go to so many events around the country, and I meet all the organizers of events, and I always ask them what other events they've gone to, and they may mention one other event that they've gone to throughout the year. And as an organizer of events, and of course as someone who really cherishes and I think tries to lead the bear community, I really think it's important for your listeners to understand that, you know, if you're going to put on a bear run or you're going to organize a bear run, mm-hmm. it's really important if you're asking people to come to your hometown and celebrate with you, that you need to get out there and see what other people are doing. Because you get so many other ideas from other bear groups.
That's true.
And
yeah.
unless you get outside your own box and see what other people are doing, you'll never really know how you can improve on your event. Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why Bear Trek has been so successful. Mm-hmm. Not because I have all these amazing ideas and it's a Stevo show, but I've gone to so many events around the country and the world that I take the best of what I've seen and I try and implement it into my own event. And I think that's really important for all these organizers.
Mm-hmm.
The bear runs, there's been so many bear runs that have been popping up all over the country. And in fact, there's so many that people don't know which event to go to. And now they're cutting back on going to events because they're running out of money. They're becoming a circuit party.
Yeah. Also, with bear runs, it's also good after the run. If you hold the run, it's not always that you do it right the first time. Okay. Sometimes there will be people complaining and stuff like that, and that happens in some runs that I've been to. But if you run a survey. That's also important. If you run a survey, what did you like? What did you not like? And then that's something that gives you more room to improve the next year.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's the reason why we changed the hotel this year, because there was so many complaints about the food last year that we moved the hotel because of the survey that we did. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, you're not going to get perfection. You know, you're dealing with people. You do the best you can. And, you know, and if it's something doesn't work this year, then you try something different next year.
Yeah.
But you have to listen to the people who are coming, because if you don't, they won't come back the following year. And you really try to implement new things. You try and bring in new things. You know, people don't want to do the same event every single year. They get tired, you know.
Yeah.
If things are the same, they just get bored and they just don't want to come back. And I think that people should not only go to the bigger runs around the country, but I think that the Bears should also go to the smaller runs and support the smaller clubs. The clubs are having a very hard time.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. They really are. And I don't think the Bear community understands what it is to put on an event, you know, especially when the clubs are working with the bars and people are coming into town and they're not registering for the events, but they're going to the bars. That's what happened with Bear Bus last year, that a lot of people were coming into Orlando, they were going to the bars, but they weren't buying the run packages.
Yeah.
And, of course, the bar was making out big time, and the clubs were losing, they were losing the shirt.
Yeah, that happens.
And I think that the Bears really need to realize that in order to keep the Bear community going, we need to support the Bear clubs. We need to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
The bars are businesses, but the clubs are small organizations that without the support of their members and other Bear members around the country, they're going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it. I talk to the community leaders and the leaders of the Bear clubs, and it's just disturbing that, you know, we have to support each other here. It's very important.
Yeah, that's true.
It's vital to the survival of the Bear community.
It's a Bear Trek fundraiser.
Bear Trek is a fundraiser. Last year we raised approximately $9,000 for God's Love We Deliver. And this year we'll probably raise money for God's Love, and I'm sure there'll be another couple of charities that we'll give to.
Yeah.
It's very tough. You know, when you put on an event like Bear Trek, it costs about $145,000 to put on.
Wow,
and people don't realize that. You know, they think they just come and they have some food, and they don't realize that you have to guarantee a hotel, you have to guarantee rooms. It's a really big undertaking. It really is. And a lot of clubs have gone under because of overestimating what was going to happen at their event, and it could destroy. I mean, I'm not a club, but it could destroy clubs when people decide that they're going to back out or they're not going to go, or you know, they cancel rooms, because all those rooms that are canceled, actually, the cost comes out of the club's pockets.
Yeah. Is there going to be a cap for Bear Trek?
Is there going to be a...
Cap the number of attendees?
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know what to say to that. Last year, for the past 3 years, we've been doing something called the Tardy Party Package, where people can really register late, and that was because we had to cap the dinner at 400.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dinner is not capped, so everybody will be able to come to the dinner. I can fit 1,200 people in the dining room. So can I cap it? Sure, I'll cap it at 1,200. It's probably going to be the largest...
I think it's going to be the largest
dinner ever served in the country for a Bear dinner.
That's going to be crazy.
They better have a lot of food.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you know that if... You know, when you tell them that there's 10 Bears coming for dinner, you don't count on 10 people. You count on 30. So they're going to have 4,000 meals prepared.
You have to compensate. Yeah, that's right. Gosh. Yeah, all these big boys. Okay, so how about activities or entertainment? What do you have there at the Bear Trek?
Well, right now, you know, we're in negotiation with two very big acts, so I really can't discuss the contracts until the contracts are signed.
I see.
But they're two very large acts that we're bringing in. Of course, we have our spa where we have the masseurs,
mm-hmm.
You know, all for 3 days, the masseurs come in. We have a vendor mall We'll probably have about 20 or 30 vendors. Yeah. We'll have the two-stepping.
Two-stepping. Yeah, it's I think that's a regular in many bear clubs or bear.
So we'll do some two-stepping, and I'm talking with Malcolm Ingram right now. Possibly he may even come in to do a lecture series.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have the deeper dating. We have the wine tasting. Last year we sold out on the wine tasting. We had two sessions. One was champagnes and one was wine tasting. We had 80 people at each. We couldn't fit any more in. It was packed.
Wow.
We have the pool party. We have the grand dinner. We have the dance, which we can now fit almost 2,000 people in at the dance.
It's a lot.
We have the brunch. I've been talking to Bearpalooza. Bearpalooza wants to come on board and perform on Sunday. You know, everyone wants to be part of this. And that's probably one of the reasons why I did this, because, you know, it was called Bear Trek because I wanted people to get out of New York City and trek their, can I say the word, asses?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. So people can trek their asses up to the woods and see what life is like up here.
Yeah, you can.
And being that it's only 25 minutes out of New York City, it worked really, really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, the hotels are cheaper here. And there's, you know, although it's not the city, you just can't leave the resort. The resort's fully contained, so you park your car or you come by train, or the airport is only 5 minutes away in White Plains.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go into this resort that is on 25 acres with pools and spas, and it's an amazing place to be, and you don't leave.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like it so much is because it really gives you the chance to bond with the people at this event. Because you're not going to a bar, you're not getting on a bus, you're not leaving. You're staying with these people for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and it's an amazing feeling when you leave.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm very proud of the event, and of course, I'm so thankful for the people that support me and help me.
Yeah, actually, last week I just came from, you mentioned about Bearpalooza. I just came from Bearpalooza and Bear Jam in Nashville, and they're awesome. Yeah, bear musicians, music. Awesome. In the run? Oh, yeah.
I spoke with Freddie about 2 weeks ago, and Freddie was so interested in coming on board for Bear Trek, and I really, we're working on doing a series in the spring issue of all the bear artists, whether they paint or whether they write or whether they sing or whether they're comedians, but I really want to focus the spring issue on the talent in the bear community,
mm-hmm.
and that's really, I think that's important to really showcase how talented the bear community is.
That's true. By the way, we're running out of time, and everyone out there, go to the Bear Trek website. What's the Bear Trek website?
The Bear Trek site will open up on Monday of next week. And it's www.bear-trek.com.
Okay.
And for A Bear's Life magazine, it's www.abearslifemag.com.
Okay.
And the only thing I just add one quick thing?
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to tell the listeners out there so they understand that I really appreciate the support of the bear community with A Bear's Life magazine. You know, we're not a porn magazine, and we're not a porn film, and, you know, we are a community magazine, and we really need the support from the community. You know, the magazine is supported by you, and the only way we can keep going and make the magazine grow is through advertising, and we can't get the advertising that the bigger magazines are getting unless we have the numbers of subscribers. So we really, really need the support from the bear community. And of course, you know, last year we gave almost $17,000 back in donations to different bear clubs and groups and the runs, and we can do that through the support of the bears. We really, really need the support. We need every bear out there to subscribe to A Bear's Life, because the $20 doesn't pay for the postage, but what it does is it really supports us and helps us keep on going.
That's true. So, guys out there, bearslifemag.com. Visit it and subscribe. Yeah. And also, next week, watch out for Kevin Smith on the David Letterman show, and you'll see Bears Life Mag being presented by Kevin Smith on September 25th, right?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of this. I really appreciate all the work that you're doing, and I know that the Bears appreciate that as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve-O. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we should do this again next time. Maybe we can podcast again, all right?
I would love that. I really would.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that was a good interview with Steve-O. Yeah, talking about Bears Life Magazine, Bear Trek, Kevin Smith. So I'm looking forward to Kevin Smith's appearance at David Letterman show next week, September 25th. So he's going to be showing Bears Life Magazine there. Yeah, so stay tuned. TiVo it. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, just email, or you have any comments, email me, bearpodcast@gmail.com. You can also post your comments to the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Also, voicemails. I'd like to hear some voicemails. 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And subscribe by iTunes and leave a comment there. It's good to get comments there. It's really important so we could be pushed higher up on the society and culture page. And yeah, episode 152 is going to be an episode with Ray. I'll probably... It was hard to mash it up with the 151, so I have to split the show in two parts. So stay tuned. Ray's going to be joining me. Thank you, guys, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves in, many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.